my faith.
There was a performance by an African American gospel choir.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
And a muezzin's call to prayer. The president sat quietly in the front row as the service featured a diversity of religions. Episcopal Bishop Catherine Jeffords Shorey offered a prayer.
Make us who come from many nations with many different languages a united people.
But outside the historic cathedral still being repaired from the 2011 earthquake, the message of harmony was not felt.
For black, white, and brown, rich and poor, who were aborted.
Kristen Hawkins and fellow activists mark the 40th anniversary of a Supreme Court ruling legalizing abortion.
40 years of walking in the darkness. We cannot be silent today. It doesn't matter what's going on today.
A prayer breakfast on Monday drew a large crowd of conservative Christians.
Many of the people here did not vote for Barack Obama, and they most certainly disagree with his policies. But they believe that prayer gives them a second chance to influence this presidency.
There are three things that are really very major. Number one is life. Number two is Israel. And number three is judges.
Anne Boconfuso believes the president is pro-abortion and anti-Israel. And she worries about who he might appoint to the Supreme Court because she believes he doesn't share her faith.
He is not a Christian. I believe that he is not a Christian.
Others do believe it, but while diversity was also on display at this gathering, the prayers here were aimed at giving conservatives the faith to stand up to what they expect will be a liberal agenda in the president's second term. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Washington.